Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. During day one of House Democrats' opening statements at President Trump's Senate impeachment trial, California Congressman Adam Schiff says,
not just the law, but the Constitution is clear, as described by constitutional law experts' testimony before the House. If this conduct is not impeachable, then nothing is.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows is on the president's defense team and says,
it was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time.
The Democrats' case resumes at 1 o'clock Eastern. In Seattle, a woman is dead. Seven people are wounded in a shootout after a dispute outside of downtown McDonald's. Police Chief Carmen Best says they're looking for suspects.
This is not an active shooting at this point, but we are collecting evidence and information so that we can find out a description.
One of the people shot is a 9-year-old boy. America's listening to Fox News.
single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
It'll float today. It is wet outside. Let's get the show started with Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
What a difference. We are running about 20 degrees warmer this morning than it was yesterday morning. I mean, it's cold out, but it's rain now, a rain situation, not a freezing situation at all. So the rain overnight has been, steady the last couple of hours, but fairly light. Some rain mainly this morning. Then the second round comes in as rain becomes more likely later on this afternoon and through this evening and tonight. Even a few thunderstorms. The low 50s will be the high today. At best, upper 40s tonight. Tomorrow, risk of rain very early before the front moves through. Improvement later in the day Friday with upper 50s tomorrow, 30s on Friday night. And over the weekend, sunshine Saturday. We're in the 50s both Saturday and Sunday. Tiny mention of rain late Sunday into Sunday night. Right now this morning with 41 degrees and light rain falling at the airport. Winds are out of the northeast. Maxwell is gusting to 18 miles per hour now. The time is 6:07.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie, huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
Pie is so good. This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody says that.
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime.
Wish I had a pie in the studio because we have a birthday we'd like to celebrate today, and that is listener Paul Brown. He's been part of our roundtable group at Baumhauer's. Great guy. He's done a lot of good in the community, and he deserves a special salute this morning.
Well, happy birthday, Paul.
I might even try, if I can, if there's a way to get it in. What is our topic on TV today?
Top seven deal breakers for applying for a job.
Oh, ratings come out today. We might...
we might need to know this.
Yeah, this is very timely. Very timely. So for Paul Brown.
And all across the land, they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Can hit the hay.
Hey, Paul, happy birthday.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday.
Paul. I love that singer. He's awful. Notice I have to, I had to retire my water bottle yesterday.
Oh, you actually have a tumbler today, You're talking about, what are you drinking out of? What's
going on? It did have apple juice in it, and yeah. You notice the water doesn't look real drinkable, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's got a kind of a brownish tinge. I make it a policy not to drink brownish water.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to dump that and clean it out a little further. What happened yesterday during the afternoon show at 5 o'clock, Marlins, Rangers reportedly finalists to sign Pedro Strop.
Oh.
It's an alert from MLB trade rumors.
I got you.
Big news. I was listening to the Fox newscast at 5 and heard Adam Schiff, and not only did I explode, but I spiked my water bottle onto the floor, and it cracked.
So,
scared the bejeebers out of Rosie, for which I'm eternally sorry.
That begs the question, how's your heart beating?
Well, I did take my medication, so I should be good till at least 9 this morning. Let's hope, anyway. Yeah, you know, the last time something happened to me up here, they had to carry me down the stairs. But I gave Jay permission, if you need to do that, just pull me by the ankles and let my head go ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum all the way down. You can't make it any worse.
Have you seen Jay yet?
I have not seen Jay yet. That's always a concern. Yeah. Because he's pretty reliable. We were, and others too, yesterday, who tried to watch some of the impeachment hearings, did not. I mean, found it absolutely terminally boring.
I swear, if you needed some sort of sedative.
Sedative? Yeah. No, I don't think that's what I need.
Sedative! Give him a sedative!
That's perfect. That's perfect. Because I thought of the same thing as soon as I said sedative.
But the boringness and seeing old Bug Eyes up there, old Bug Eyes is back. This might be worth a listen.
And now, things you would rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial. Take a tour of Dead End Roads. Watch yogurt spoil. Chew off your own foot. Step on wet cement while wearing socks. Listen to Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man.
This has been things you'd rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial.
Nickelback is always maligned.
Yeah, they're not that bad. I don't know.
I know. I don't get it. Just become a joke.
I guess it has. We've got your local news, the William Tell Wake Up next, and then Rich will have the timeline later in the hour for January the 23rd. Next hour, about an hour from now, Jay will start Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and we'll get you the Food Outlet specials. The little BLT was good?
Oh, my gosh. That is the most crispy bacon. What was that bacon?
It's right.
No, of course you're right about it.
Well, no, but it's right with a W.
Oh, I see.
And it's the only bacon that comes in a resealable package. It's extra thick. It's about $7.30 for a pound at Food Outlet. Trust me, it's $12.99 or $13.99 for the same package at the chain grocery stores.
Well, cooking it like you did, baking it, I guess, is an art.
I watch that. I mean, I'm back and forth between prepping in my little office nook and the oven to make sure it doesn't get too crispy.
Right.
And I don't want it rubbery.
Perfecto.
I want it just right.
Perfecto.
It's Mary Poppins bacon. Practically perfect in every way. 6:13, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are hoping someone comes forward with information about a 2018 homicide. Stephen White Jr. was killed in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive. There's now a $5,000 reward for information in the case. Aaliyah has issued an emergency missing child alert for a 13-year-old girl from Pelham. Amberlee Flores was last seen Tuesday. Police say she was willingly getting into a small, dark Mercedes SUV. If you know where she is, call 911 or the Pelham Police Department. And the Montgomery City Council has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, dare you to wear those parachute pants you still have somewhere to work.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:15.
Political ads? Now I'll never know what's happening in the election.
Actually, you can, with something called the newspaper.
The newspaper? Can I get that on my phone?
You sure can. Every reputable newspaper has their own website.
But how will I troll journalists with negative tweets?
Most news websites have a comment section. You can even try writing to the editor.
Sounds complicated. You mean I have to complain in more than 280 characters?
It's actually better, because you can create more dialogue.
Shut up!
Plus, with a reputable newspaper, you follow laws and ethics where they legally must present facts.
I think that's fake news.
Either way, it's written by people who actually studied journalism or political science.
All right, you convinced me. I'm getting a newspaper today.
Here, you can read mine.
Okay.
Just don't take it into the bathroom. I'm not finished.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Yesterday, I just wasn't going to replay any of the
boring
impeachment trial. I did go berserk at 5 o'clock, and I'm still tired from that. However, fortunately, we had a major distraction yesterday as Planters Nuts announced the death of Mr. Peanut.
At 104?
104. Now, there's a reason why it's in this segment.
I'm just dying in your arms tonight.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut. No. Maybe he'll be all right. Maybe not.
Now, the theory is they've announced this untimely passing.
Right.
So they can resurrect him during the commercial they're running during Super Bowl 54.
There's a method to their madness.
But if you watch this, there's a thing that comes up at the end that says, Mr. Peanut, 1916 to 2020. So we made it a rocket scientist because, hey, they managed to get radio and TV stations all over the United States covering the untimely death of Mr. Peanut.
That would be like IHOP changing their name.
Yeah, to something stupid like IBOP or IHOP or something, you know.
MBOP. No, that's a Hanson song. Never mind.
Don't bring Hanson up. It conjures up disappointing World Series memories. All right, we have the timeline for the 23rd coming up. And Random Facts with Jay and about, we're probably getting into part two. In fact, I haven't even thought about a convoluted introduction yet.
Yeah.
I just found one.
Wow. Does it have to do with today's Stars Born?
No, not the first one.
Okay, not the first one. Oh, we got two. All right.
His mind, it's always working.
Yeah, the one I saw is a favorite of mine. So...
Oh, the Star is Born?
Yeah, the singer.
Ah, yeah. I mean, I could do something with that.
I wonder if I have it in birthdays, the one you're talking about.
I mean, if it's the right one that I saw.
All right, just to prove a point, I will do that. I'm going to paste that one in for the second break.
Oh.
Because the first one's just a tad more clever.
I don't have any singers in my birthday list.
Oh, wait a minute. No, the singer is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Never mind then.
Not unless Chelsea Sullenberger is saying a song.
I'm not playing his.
Right. No. You're fine.
Stop at him. Don't get me started. 6:21 is the time. This is going to be a day. I'll bet Jones Brothers will get a few calls from people because there's just enough rain to finally find that crack in the settling of your house and the roof, and the water gets through and creates a hideous stain. And your first reaction is to clutch your chest and say, "Oh my God, I think we're going to need to replace the roof." Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to replace the outside AC unit because that's costly. That's why we always send you to Clark's. But the roof, that's an even bigger deal. Most of the time, that leak means nothing more than a little crack that's occurred because your house settles. Super cold weather like we've had can make things contract. Then as it warms up and the rain comes, it can widen just enough to let the water in. So Jones Brothers comes out to your house. They dispatch an expert. They check the source of the leak. More often than not, it's just something they have to reseal. Then they dispatch a painter to touch up the stain in the ceiling, and you're good to go. When you do need a new roof, choose Jones Brothers. They're in their eighth decade. That's a phenomenal record of performance here in the River Region. They also offer other great things for your home, like energy-efficient replacement windows and doors, and even screened-in patios that now feature a roofing substance that reflects the heat back to the sky, so you can use it year-round. 800-264-8009. Also urge you, when you visit them online, to check out the rock-solid guarantee they put behind each and every roof repair or replacement. They back it up with photographic evidence. Just check it out at jbroof.com. Our first look at the roads, see if the rain is causing any problems anywhere, and then back with the timeline for the 23rd of January next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and as we get our morning started, we're seeing some early congestion on the West Boulevard from I-65 up past 331 to Norman Bridge. Also on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back over to Ware's Ferry. Traffic on I-65 and 85, light to moderate at times through downtown Montgomery this morning, but no issues there. We have no accidents to report to you that we know of right now. Keep it right here. We're going to keep an eye on traffic for you all morning long. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can roll, ride, chase, or drag on their lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Do I jog? Why, yes, I jog. I mean, I jog slower than the dial-up on my 1990s computer waiting for Internet Explorer to open. But I jog.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's
Samora. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, here's something to work on in 2020. If everyone could make the effort to stop saying, "I know, right?" It's had its run. Please make it stop. I know, right?
At 6:26, we're ready for the timeline.
Sure.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, studio announcers. 23rd day of the year, 343 days remain. Today is National Pie Day, as we heard a little bit earlier on this radio program. If you lined up the number of pies sold in U.S. grocery stores in 1 year, they would circle the globe and then some. 186 million pies are sold each year. It's Measure Your Feet Day. Do we need a day for that? You know what they say about big feet, right?
Big shoes.
Need rather large shoes. It's National Handwriting Day, and I have the world's worst. 1556, deadliest earthquake in history, rocks China. Staggering death toll. Get this, 830,000 people killed in an earthquake.
Wow. That's a, what do they call that when it's that many people that die?
A lot?
Well, more than something else.
There's a name.
There's a term for it.
That's just staggering.
And now I have to look it up because it's going to bug me if I don't find out.
Let me know when you find out.
Sometimes Holocaust is used in those terms, too.
1849, a woman named Elizabeth Blackwell got her medical degree from New York's Geneva College. She became the first female doctor. On this date, 87 years ago, 1933, the 20th Amendment to the Constitution ratified. You know what the 20th is?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me.
It repealed prohibition.
No, that's the, this is the one about the president and what would happen if the president-elect dies before you can assume office, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So what happens?
Stuff.
Wow.
Stuff happens. Let me move on. I would tell you more about that amendment, but I want to get on to Wham-O in 1957, the company that produced the very first Frisbee. So 63 years ago, they've sold 100 million as of 1977. I've still got a Master Frisbee. I don't know if you still have a Frisbee somewhere.
I still have an Alice Frisbee.
Oh, okay.
Remember we had those?
Yeah,
those flimsy ones, but I'm talking
about good one.
The Master.
Oh, you could put somebody's eye out with the Alice Frisbee.
I still take one on every beach trip. 1965, Downtown made Petula Clark the first female singer to have a number one in the U.S. since 1952. Recorded in three takes. The second take was ultimately chosen. And guess who played on that?
Mick Jagger.
Jimmy Page.
I was close.
So you were. You could win a bet with that one. Did you know that Jimmy Page played on Downtown? 1971, knocked three times by Tony Orlando and Yawn, number one.
And Yawn.
47 years ago in 1973, President Richard Nixon announced that an accord has been reached to end the Vietnam War. Just before, I mean, I was part of that last drawing. Whew, that was scary. The draft drawing.
Yeah. I went to two of those.
Yeah.
At 313 the first year and 348 the second.
Scary when you when your life is in the balance there. 1975, Barney Miller debuted on ABC. What a cast. Hal Linden, Jack Sue, Max Gale, Ron Glass, Steve Landsberg, and Abe Vigoda. It lasted eight seasons. Now our song of the day from an incredible songwriter who just happened to be overshadowed by two other mega songwriters, just John Lennon and another guy named Paul McCartney. George, we're talking about. He was a prolific songwriter, of course, but he didn't write this one. Rudy Clark, in 1962, wrote it. But here's George. He said on you this morning.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Dumbest.
I got my mind set on you.
There you go, you've heard it. That's it, you've heard it.
How much money, man?
A whole lot of spending money.
Or what?
It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child.
It's gonna take something else, isn't it?
It's gonna take time.
Oh, I see time.
How much?
A whole lot of precious time.
Anything else?
It's gonna take patience and time.
to what?
To do it, to do it, to do it, to do it.
Thank you.
There you go. That is the song right there.
Well, don't blame George. Rudy Clark, 1962. He's a guy.
No, it's more of a thing of, sorry, my voice is cracking. It's more of a thing that if you can get a hook, if you can find a hook, you're good. You know, it doesn't have to have anything else.
Exactly. You know, in the glory days of adult contemporary radio, I liked it only because it had some drums in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it picked up the pace from Air Supply and other things.
Get your rock soft.
Making love out of nothing at all.
Did you get that?
I heard it. Get your rock soft.
43 years ago.
I don't get it.
We'll have to talk with you later.
I'll talk with you older.
Yeah. Your father should have talked to you already. 43 years ago, in 1977... The TV miniseries Roots, based on the Alex Haley novel, began airing on ABC. Most watched TV program, they say, in history. Oh, this is the date in 78 that Terry Kath, lead singer and guitarist from Chicago, trying to prove that the pistol wasn't loaded by pointing it to his head and pulling the trigger. It was loaded. He shot himself dead.
Yeah.
How did you ever get so stupid?
I think some.
It's Larry.
He brought some peanut brittle the other week, and I was gone, so he brought me a batch.
Oh. Why did you? We're hiding it.
I forgot to ask. So you know,
I wouldn't trust a mound of fire ants, which is basically a radio station staff. You got stuff you don't want others to have. It's hidden.
Dr. Sam, let me in.
All right, well.
What do you say? Come on in. Give me some of that peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Again.
Give me some peanut brittle.
I'm going to fill you full of lead. Sammy.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, Terry Kath, what a brilliant move.
How's your girl? She doing better?
I'm going to see her this morning.
Good. Okay. Give her our love.
Well, please do. And thank you so much again. I appreciate it so much. I got chocolate covered pecan brittle.
Oh, let me see.
Oh.
I'll investigate it.
Yeah, he won't share that. It's going to be all him.
Yeah, I'll share it with you, but not the riffraff.
1983, the A-Team debuted on NBC, Dummy. 34 years ago in 1980.
Wait, Dummy? That's not Mr. T saying. That's Fool.
Shut up, Dummy.
That's Red. You were thinking the A-Team led by Red Fox.
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung.
I just remember that morning.
Careful.
What a mistake.
That was that good.
34 years ago in 86, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, and the Everly Brothers, along with Buddy Holly, Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley, and Little Richard, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The hell of a year for that one, huh?
Well, that was the first year.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the opening year. Yeah. 1989, Salvador Dali died at 84. 20 years ago in 2000, American Beauty won the Golden Globe for Best Drama. The Sopranos won for Best TV Show. Man, on this date 15 years ago, in 2005, Johnny Carson passed away from complications related to emphysema. Now, the day before, I had some folks over to the house, and for some reason, we started talking about Johnny, and for some reason, I pulled the box, the box set out of the, and we watched Johnny Carson for 2 hours and laughed, and then said goodbye to everybody, and the next morning he's dead. That is really weird.
Any fair, don't have friends over and listen to air checks, okay?
Hey, check out Greg's show from yesterday. 2007, beginning on this day, all persons, including U.S. citizens, traveling by air from Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda, have to have a passport to enter the United States. You used to be able to do it with just a driver's license. You can't do that anymore. 9 years ago in 2011, America's true guru of physical fitness, Jack LaLanne, died of respiratory failure at the age of 96.
I had him on my show.
Yeah?
In Miami, yeah.
He was supposed to be like the fittest guy in the world. And
he was 72, I think, and he was in town to pull a yacht down the Intracoastal Waterway with his teeth.
Really?
Wow. And he did it.
Okay, let's see. Birthdays today. Princess Caroline of Monaco is 63. That's Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter. Nora O'Donnell of CBS is 46. I mentioned that Chelsea Sullenberger is 69. He saved 154 lives with the emergency landing on the Hudson in 2009. 2016 movie Sully. Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver, is 70 today. Countdowns. We are now 22 days until Valentine's Day. The first slate of spring training baseball games, 29 days away. That's a sign of spring, like the Swallows returning to Capistrano.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Spring officially begins in 56 days, and SEC fall football, 226 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So we have light rain falling at the airport right now. The last couple of hours, rain has been falling through the area. But this is going to be mainly a morning deal. Then we dry out. Before the main event later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Follow me? With the temperatures reaching the low 50s at best today, but that, yesterday we got to 52, and that was a big improvement over 22 in the morning. Upper 40s tonight, as the risk of showers, maybe some thunderstorms continue in the overnight hours, and first thing tomorrow morning before ending, then we'll see improvement later in the day. Upper 50s tomorrow, 30s on Friday night. Over the weekend, we're in the 50s. Sunshine Saturday, tiny mention of rain by late Sunday into Sunday night, and then warmer Monday. Right now, we have northeast winds gusting as high as 18 at Maxwell. Light rain falling at 41 at 638.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, at 22 before the top. Hey, by the way, you know who the first person to greet Salvador Dali in heaven was the day he died?
No.
Louis Armstrong.
Hello, Dali. This is Louis Dali. I got my mind set on you. But it's...
All right, we have got to check traffic, and we're probably going to come right back to our TV hit.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. As folks are getting up, heading into work, we're seeing more traffic on the roads. Light to moderate on the boulevard around the city. Most congested, Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry, and on the West Boulevard from I-65 back over to 331 and Norman Bridge Road. I-65 and 85 very busy at the interchange downtown this morning. It is raining out there in some spots. It is slick this morning. Please use caution. Buckle up. Keep it right here. We don't have any accidents that we know of to report to you at this time. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime.
Coming up, we will salute Monty Python legend Terry Jones, who passed away at 77 yesterday, with the spam skit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've got that.
I saw it in the middle of the night.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're just waiting to connect with CBS 8 and ABC 32 and the gang, our buddies at Rising. We should have one of those annual breakfasts again like we did last year.
We should do that.
That was about a year ago, wasn't
we were going to do it semi-annually, but it's almost getting annually, huh?
With Rising.
Obviously, the main reason someone would turn down a job is over money,
obviously.
Right?
Obviously.
Yeah, that's no one's that's doing this for free.
No one.
A new survey found the top deal breakers that could happen during a job application and interview process that would make us turn down the job. And the top three are inappropriate interview questions, unrealistic job or skill requirements, and a job ad that misrepresented the duties. Ooh, that's a bad one.
Okay, let's bring in our friends over at... Hold that thought at Newstalk 93.1.
I'm going to end up in HR today.
Good morning, guys. Not today. Come on. Can we get to Friday before?
Yeah, come on, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Can we go 1 week without you having to go to HR?
Come on, please.
No.
Yes.
My HR lady's like, no. I have a weekly meeting.
It was so much more fun in the days before HR.
Yeah.
We produced this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to tell this HR story here. In this country,
I was going to say, never mind. Being sent to HR right now. Somebody has their pen and
well,
pad.
Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Cool.
Well, no, actually, maybe I should clarify.
Okay.
I would.
He's our HR director. That's why I got to be careful.
That's right. That is your boss.
No. I've been in the business a while, and... In the 80s and 90s, before it got all corporate, radio stations were like daycare centers for juvenile, middle, you know, young adults. It was...
Not much has changed.
We had a lot of fun. Nobody ran to some office to file a complaint on you because you...
Because you what?
Touched?
Wow.
Because you what?
Said
yes,
said right. Something that today they would, you know, you could get fired over.
Oh, sure.
I liked it better that way.
Well, you got to really be careful about anything you say.
Now you do that over the air.
Right. You are correct, sir.
It's called news talk.
Yeah. Anybody that was listening yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. You had a meltdown, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes, I did. Oh. But, I think, you know, if we were to give America some psychological counseling, it would be this. You have the power to let...
Right.
I'm calling HR on him.
On Ryan again?
I've had it. Yeah. I'm done. That's too much. No.
3220. I know that number.
You know, we have the power to give something the, you know, to... allow or not allow somebody to hurt our feelings. Right. Now, I'm not talking about somebody being aggressive in a, you know, vulgar way or anything like that. I'm just saying we're living in an era where we're all porcupines and we're ready to shoot our quills when somebody says something that hurts our feelings.
You make me change the channel anytime a Democrat's on screen.
Okay.
That's because
so
I like
unrealistic job or skill requirements. Wasn't that a thing on the list?
I don't recall being ever asked if I had any particular skill.
You don't.
Good thing they never asked, huh, Ryan?
Right.
This whole thing has changed.
You
like,
didn't have to lie on that application.
Like a deal breaker for me today would be, and I'm not advocating smoking, but if I was looking at a job and I'm not, I have 4 years left on my contract here.
Yeah.
I would want to know, is there a place where I can run out and have a smoker? What's your policy on that? You know, do I get...
Yeah, you can't smoke on the premises at all, that sort of thing.
At a lot of places, that's the case.
Is that a question that you would ask in the interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I smoke?
I would. Yeah.
Is there any amount of money that
my
you would take?
The question is, why did the person who I'd be replacing?
Oh, I saw that on a list, and I was like, well, that's up front.
Yeah.
like what happened?
What happened to the last guy?
Yeah.
Because that always just tells you some things.
They're still looking for that person.
They're still looking for that person.
I do believe.
We don't talk about that.
I do believe you can learn everything you need to learn about the company that wants to hire you in that interview, though. You're going to get the feel, the way they go about things, and you know.
Yeah.
You just, it's not worth more money to put yourself in a situation where you're not happy.
Plus, ask some folks in the hall about the.
Well, yeah. He doesn't change
he's
miserable.
Given us that advice. He's counseled America.
Yeah, but it sure helps.
And now our producer's going to counsel us if we don't get out of this segment. So, hey, guys, you guys have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tell HR hi for us, Ryan.
Yeah, please. And find out when I'm due.
Thursdays at 1.
You can catch more of their conversation on News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Do they get their results on the same day we get our results?
No.
It's different for TV.
No, it's they're about to go into start their book in February. They got February, May, November, and
August too, isn't it?
No, August.
No August.
February, May, November, and what, September maybe? Or?
No, there's three.
Just three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I only think of September because that's when all the ads come in, but that's when new fall shows start, and so they're sending us a ton of stuff.
So sweeps start there in roughly a week.
You doing anything special for sweeps for your weather segments?
I get 3 weeks off.
Oh.
Because they have sweeps stuff going on.
They have some segments.
So they've asked me to take the month of February off.
Well, hey.
But I have a great weather extra tonight on CBS 8 and ABC 32 at 6 and 10.
We will salute Terry Jones, who passed away yesterday at the age of 77, and play the legendary Monty Python spam skit in just a moment at 6:46, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that re-empowers, restores choices. That's part of kind of the discussion we just had on TV. It's when people are confronted with recovery from a serious injury, they want to, and sometimes too quickly, do as much for themselves as they can. Gulf States Mobility works with that human desire for re-empowerment every way they can, restoring choices one at a time. Somebody comes home from the hospital after a serious surgery, broken leg, it could be any number of things. They work with our wounded warriors coming home as well, finding ways to make sure that the house is not going to have an embedded danger that's going to aggravate the condition they're trying to heal from. Some who were told that they could never drive again or it would be a long time now can or get back on the road more quickly and take control of their schedule because of the VIM vehicles they equip right there at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They serve not only folks who have caught that tough break here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States. An amazing group. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do phenomenal things. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, 514-6590. Chief of Trashy is next at 6:47.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. During day one of House Democrats' opening statements at President Trump's Senate impeachment trial, California Congressman Adam Schiff says,
not just the law, but the Constitution is clear. As described by a constitutional law expert's testimony, before the House, if this conduct is not impeachable, then nothing is.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows is on the president's defense team and says,
it was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time.
The Democrats' case resumes at 1 o'clock Eastern. In Seattle, a woman is dead. 7 people are wounded in a shootout after a dispute outside of downtown McDonald's. Police Chief Carmen Best says they're looking for suspects.
This is not an active shooting at this point, but we are collecting evidence and information so that we can find out a description.
One of the people shot is a 9-year-old boy. America's listening to Fox News.
US Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but US Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. US Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you you make it.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up,
Jay. So Paul Brown called in a good while ago.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, this might. Yeah, he thanked you for that, by the way. Yeah, this might not be a problem anymore, but 5-car accident. So it may still be a problem. South Boulevard going westbound in front of the hospital.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Alpha is on one side of the street and the hospital on the other
yeah.
side.
Yeah. So 5-car accident, South Boulevard, westbound in front of the hospital. That was there, I don't know, probably about 20 minutes ago. It's been a minute.
5-car. I wonder if that was just a chain reaction. You know what I mean?
Could be with the wet pavements and stuff. Yeah. It is 6:50.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I consider the passing of a comedic icon, sadly electrifying, Terry Jones from Monty Python's Flying Circus. Have been battling an odd form of dementia. I don't know much about it, but he's been fighting it for years. He passed away yesterday. And, yes, he is the waitress in the infamous Monty Python spam skit.
Morning. Morning. What you got, then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam. Spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam. Spam, 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 egg and spam. Spam, 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 spam. Baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a pie and a dot and spam. Have you got anything without spam in it? Well, spam, egg, sausage and spam. There's not got much spam in it. I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it!
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam! Can't I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam? Why not? No! It wouldn't be egg, bacon, spam and sausage, would it? I don't like spam!
Don't make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, and spam.
Baked beans are off!
Well, can I have spam instead?
You mean spam, 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 spam.
Here, Jay, would you read these tributes to Terry Jones from other...
Yeah, sure.
Monty Python members.
Michael Palin says, "You'll be very missed, old friend. Feel very fortunate to have shared so much of my life with Terry." Eric Idle. "So many laughs, moments of total hilarity on stage and off, we have all shared with him. It is too sad if you knew him, but if you didn't, you'll always smile at the many wonderful, funny moments he gave us." Terry, the other Terry of Monty Python, says of that Terry, "He was someone totally consumed with life, a brilliant, constantly questioning, iconoclastic, righteously argumentative, and angry but outrageously funny and generous and kind human being, and very often a complete pain in the ass." One could never hope for a better friend. John Cleese says, "It feels strange that a man of so many talents and such endless enthusiasm should have faded so gently away. Two down, four to go."
Oh, who was the other one that died?
Chapman.
Yeah, Graham Chapman.
Graham Chapman.
At age 48.
Two down, four to go. Wow.
All right. Jessica Simpleton does not like being called sexual napalm by John Mayer. This just in.
Did not know that that was...
Sexual napalm.
A term.
Does he love the smell of napalm?
With everything else going on, they found time to survey 8,000 people yesterday on whether or not Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt need to get back together. And only 23% do.
Is this going to the Senate now?
Probably. The worst advice Eddie Murphy ever got was from Rodney Dangerfield, he says. I think I may have that the clip here. Let's give it a listen.
Years ago, I was played the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale, and I was,
That's where I saw him!
And Rodney Dangerfield comes in, so I was like, Mr. Dangerfield, after the show, will you watch my set? And
he was like, yeah, yeah, sure, kid.
Now, this is 1980, so it's like this kid on stage doing edgy racial stuff, and so afterwards, Dangerfield sees me, and he's like,
hey, kid, I don't know where you're gonna go with that, you know, with the language and the race stuff.
I was crestfallen. Cut to 2-3 years later. And I was at Vegas in the bathroom. Rodney Dangerfield comes to the urinal right next to me. And I look over and he looks at me and says, hey, who knew?
That's a great story. The comic strip is where I met. He was called Irish Eddie Murphy. Now, right. Dangerfield was not there the night I saw him. Yeah. It was just a group of comics.
Irish Eddie Murphy.
He stood out. John Krasinski and Brian Baumgartner from The Office ran into each other in New York City. I make a note here. I got to send that to Goose. Because their fans, Eli Manning will announce his retirement tomorrow.
Age 39.
I don't know about this. We'll look at this one later. It's a story about the Joker, the King Phoenix movie. Ripping off a plot from an episode of Seinfeld.
You're kidding.
We already went through the Mr. Peanut crapola. And our other big story, Aerosmith has decided that their drummer can no longer keep up with the band. Aerosmith has decided that their drummer cannot keep up with the band.
Once again, repeating the news. Aerosmith.
Here's the story set to music. Joey is the drummer today.
Joey can't play drums. Sucks at drums. They say when Joey was kicked out, it hit him like a cymbal crash. But man, he had it coming, because Joey sucks at drumming, so he threw him out on his ass.
According to TMZ, they waited until the 15th of this month to tell him he was not going to play at the Grammys. And that does kind of suck.
That's a little bit of a sting.
What's
these guys are, they're all in their 70s, I think. Yeah. Aerosmith. They've been together for 50 years, and that's how you treat your drummer?
What's the Grammys? There's a scandal. What do you have?
One of the Grammy people is, I don't remember. I don't know if it's sexual harassment or something, but one of the people at Grammys, it's not any sort of artist or anything. It's somebody on the board.
It's the woman that runs the RIAA, the Recording Industry.
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, they canned her for being a bully. And now she's suing back, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, we'll see how that all settles up. But yeah, that's that story that just broke this week. Nobody would know this woman, but I saw her photo. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about it that reeks smarm and arrogance. As somebody we all know and love would say,
not a good looking woman. A little Rooseveltish.
Yeah, she's, well, no, it's not that.
I was going to say, what?
It's her attitude comes through in the photo. It's like, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. And I don't like that. We are at 3 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll check that wreck on Southern Boulevard with Skipper. Come back with Fox News. Then next hour, Jay will have random facts ready. There will be not one but two convoluted intros. And then we'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. I'll go see if it's still raining.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a couple of accidents. One of them is just past Norman Bridge Road as you're headed to Woodley. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got a second accident in front of Baptist Medical Center. And we had a small skirmish at South Court Street, but it looks like things are going pretty well there. We've got I-85 and 65 very busy through downtown Montgomery this morning. Light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Raining out there. School zone's going to be in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids. And keep it here. We will keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made with the quality.